Guys, welcome to another live stream. Coach Nicky T, Jason here. But you are here to grow your business, and we are here to deliver you some things that I think will help you do that. So we are coming out of our mastermind week. I just got back to San Diego. Jason just got back home. And so monthly, we run a mastermind for 7- and 8-figure business owners. So I want to set the context. We're going to unpack a lot of what our biggest takeaways were from the mastermind. So you tuning in, watching, listening as a business owner can take these, learn from these, grow your brand, scale your business. And so I want to give you guys the moment. Like we're in this room. There's 40 of us. We had 3 insane guest speakers, and we started at 8 a.m. and we went till 5 p.m. and I had to rush to the airport to get home. And so we had a lot of takeaways from this. And so, Jace, I want to just dive in with some of your biggest takeaways, some of my biggest takeaways from the day. But before we get there, I got to share this, dude. I think this was my biggest takeaway from the whole week. So guys, the day before the mastermind, we had thrown a networking event, a lunch in Chandler, Arizona, and we had over 100 people show up. Jace, I think my biggest takeaway from the whole week, right, was this: promote, promote, promote. You taught us that on the last live stream, and I just could not agree with that more. So I took some stats down. So many people see you and I filling a room, right? They see 100 people there and they just think that it's just like we threw up one post. I wrote down what we did, at least I did on my end, to fill Thursday and Friday. This is in a 5-day span, keep in mind. Over 5 days, I did 20 total social media posts. I sent 8,000 emails, 3,000 text messages, and I tagged and specifically DM'd 100 individuals to show up to that event in a 5-day span. So many people see us fill in a room and 40 of us at the mastermind. They don't see the behind the scenes. And I think it's our duty to share with them the power of using their community and social media. How many posts do you think that you did? Dude, like this would be ridiculous. Because I thought 20 was a lot for me. And you're the king of this. In that 5-day span, how many posts do you think you did on social media between your social media posts, videos, and stories?
Well, we were promoting it for a solid 2 weeks. And so I'd say I'm 4 to 5 stories a day with different pieces, from whether it's a pre-recorded promo video, mm-hmm, to a still shot, to a live, to a, hey, I'm on the way to the gym, don't forget to join or sign up, or hey, here's a testimonial. So I'm probably, if you're 20, I would say I'm maybe even double that, probably 30 to 40 at least.
Yeah, because you're going to, I'm only talking about the 5 days leading up to the networking event, because it was kind of this last minute thing we decided to do. Yeah. The mastermind, you had started the week prior. So I'd say you probably did 40 posts. And it's funny, even the night before we were at dinner and I'm in the back room there firing off emails to people, reminders to people, text messages to people. The day I got home, a thank you video went up, a thank you email went out, a thank you text message went out. And I think it's important for us to unpack this and start this, that you can't just do one image up on social media and expect that fish are just going to jump on the boat and you're rich. And that's one of the things that I think you and I do differently that nobody pays attention to, is they think it's so easy that we're just calmly just, oh, come to our event. We got a Facebook event out. But what they don't see is the sheer brute force of you and I behind the scenes 4 to 5 times per day posting. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, when you mention those words, what comes to me is multiplication and compound interest. And so the reason what I mean by that is when you multiply, I can send out one text message and it goes to 600 potential business owners that have been to our event or have registered for an event of ours in the past 12 months. And I did that at least 5 times. So 600 times 5, that's over 3,000 text messages. Not even trying. And that was just the week of. It was one a day, every day that week of, not including the week or two before that. Apart from emails, emails are flirting about a 900 list right there too. And we send out at least 5 or 6 of those. 9 times 5, 9 times 6 is 4 to 5,000. So now you have 8,000 impressions between text messages and emails. That's not including social media, where you send out one post, and not to get crazy, but for lack of better words, 5,000 people see that, or potentially can see that, right? But you're talking another 30 or 40 social media posts where you have thousands, plural, of people and eyeballs seeing it over and over and over again. And just like you said, that's apart from individual text messages, individual phone calls, individual DMs,
tags, all of it.
Oh, tags. Yeah. It's, just with that number right there, Nikki T, that's over 10,000 impressions over a 2 week period. And some people will put up one or two posts or one or two stories, or they put their banner or the event, you know, up once or twice and, hey, come to this thing. And they think they're going to sell out a room. Grant Cardone teaches us the best. You underestimate how much energy, effort, and time it takes in order to accomplish your goal, whatever that goal is, whether it's losing weight, whether it's writing a book, whether it's growing an eight-figure business. We underestimate how much time, energy, and effort we need to put in order to get what we want in return. For example, like I said, the happy hour, the 100 people, you only are doing it for 4 or 5 days. And honestly, it was half-assed because it was just thrown in your lap last second. If you would have had 30 days to promote that, yeah, I mean, we would have filled out the entire restaurant. See, with our mastermind, we set the date a little later with holidays and kids and schedules and all that crap. I think we didn't release the event till like 2 weeks before. This one, we'll announce it later, but we have another one coming up, but with more notice. So that's the thing is you and I, when it comes to promoting your business and hosting an event, throwing an event, a mastermind, a happy hour, something like that, you have to think of multiplication with your softwares and your systems, including social media, right? And not, I went and talked to one or two people or sent one or two text messages or did one post.
Just to check the box. That's the thing I think, why I started with this takeaway for everybody watching and listening is you can't throw a post up and check the box and make yourself feel good that you did something for the day. What are the results that gleamed? And the thing that I'm trying to give you is our psychology. I know this, somebody has to see it 18 different times before they make a decision to come to an event. See it to opt into your funnel or opt in for your free offer or whatever that is. And I know this, I got to be the one in control and constantly hitting you by air, by land, by sea. And I think it's important for you to understand that as you're promoting your business, it's up to you to get the results. And with no people, no results, nobody seeing your stuff, you don't have those results. And so I think that's a great way to kick off this call. The way that I liken it to, we sent out a video yesterday to all of our clients. It was from Alex Hormozi. And he said, if you do arms and lift arms one time per week, and I do it three times per week, I'm going to 3x your results on a week by week by week by week basis. And you have no idea how hard I'm working compared to you. And I think that was so true of you and I filling both of these events behind the scenes. People see us as a duck. We're just smooth on the surface. But man, below, we are just spinning like you wouldn't believe. And that was a huge priority. So that's my very first takeaway. What would you say out of the day was your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway from the mastermind, right?
Yes, sir.
Not the happy hour, from the mastermind. Yeah. From the mastermind, my opinion was the word vision. And when I say vision, I think of most of our audience listening to this, either the live or the replay podcast. Most listening are a small business entrepreneur, right? Small business owner. And we're the crazy ones. We're the ones that have the balls to go and jump ship and start our own business, do our own thing, grow our own wings, right? So we have already sold ourselves on the vision of what we want our business to look like, what the freedom that we want, the money we want to make, the opportunity to do whatever we want and make certain moves at our own discretion. But I think what we fail to do that we're really honing in on here in the Sexy Business Status Group is selling the vision on your spouse and your kids and your employees and not missing out. A lot of us might sell the vision. Most of us will just sell it to our employees, maybe only certain employees, but not all of them. And we might do it once or twice, like maybe like when you onboard them and you hire them and then you stop. Hey, this is where we want to go. This is what we want to do. We're jacked up. Let's go. And then you hire them and then they just kind of just go do their thing. You don't go back and reiterate to them every single day or once a week or once a month what your goals are, what the vision is, what we want to do, how we're going to get there, and the action that we're going to require in order to make that happen. But I think a lot of us, we forget to include our plus ones, if we have a plus one, and our kids. I learned that from Andy Elliott more than anybody else this past year, is make sure that your plus one, boyfriend, girlfriend, kids, family members, if you're tight with your family, it doesn't matter who it is. I personally would make sure that those people, business partners, right, make sure that they are 1000% aligned and on board with where you go, what you want to do. And when you sell it, you sell that vision and reinforce and reassure that vision every single day. It could be publicly on social media. It could be on a personal text message. It could be a FaceTime. It could be a video. It could be a picture of maybe a number or a boat or a yacht or a second house or whatever that goal or that vision is. Maybe it's a dollar sign. I have mine up on my dry erase board right here that says it said 10 million for last year. And we crossed it out because we hit it. And this one says 25 million by 2025. And so that's always there in front of me. So making sure that we sell that we've already sold the vision on ourselves. Do the ones that are closest to us that we love and we want to take with us, are they sold on the vision? Do they know what the vision is and when it's going to have action that is in order to accomplish it?
Yeah, you had asked a really interesting question. And this stood out to me because it was so early in the morning. You asked everybody in the room, can your employees right now recite every one of your company's core values, what your mission is and what you stand for? And can they clearly write your goals down? If I was to ask them individually and you pointed to Afton, who's your marketing manager, and you go, Afton, what's our goal? And she goes, 25 million by 2025. And for me, it was this, you had taken the things that matter most to you as the CEO and you had shared those with your employees. And it was interesting how many business owners in the room could not confidently say that their team would know the company's core values, who they represented, what they stood for. And I thought that that was a really cool, simple takeaway to get your whole team on board with the company's goals, your family, your spouse, your partners on board with the company goals, and everybody around you was a great way to start the mastermind, man.
Yeah. And I did it on purpose because I think a lot of us, when we start a business, right, you have like you said, a checkbox, right? Do I have my mission statement? Check. Do I have my vision statement? Check. Do my core values? Check. Do I do a PPS with my employees? Check. And it's a transactional move, not a transformational move. A transaction is a one night stand. It's a hit it and quit it. It's a do it once and never touch it again, talk it again type deal. Whereas in to really grow a business, especially with employees, it is a marriage, right? It is an everlasting. That's why we have our logo is the figure eight, because it's sure. An infinity sign. It's always going. And so you always have to be selling them on that vision, on the core values, on the mission statement, on the vision statement, and on their PPFs. I just had Dory and CP3 go to a 10X360 with Brandon Dawson, Natalie Dawson this weekend. And one of their takeaways was, how often are you going over your PPFs with your employees? And I told
them, what are PPFs for those that are new to the show? What are PPFs, bro?
PBS are personal, professional, and financial goals. Three each, and you can do three for 1 year, or you can do a 1 year, a 3 year, and a 5 year. But the point of it was, I said, oh, we do it every 90 days. And he's like, dude, what happens if they shit the bed and they get distracted for 2 months and they start going left for 2 months and you're trying to go straight and keep your business growing and scaling this way? And let's say day one after the PPF, they start slowly going the wrong way. You want to find out in 89 days and recorrect it? I was like, holy crap. No, I don't. I want to be doing that at least on a weekly, if not biweekly basis, if that makes sense. So at least every 2 weeks you're checking in, making sure that your core values are aligned with what their actions are, as well as their own personal, professional, and financial goals. And that is some vision, getting people committed. Andy Elliott and others talk about having an unrecruitable team. Having unrecruitable employees, we're scared to lose them for money or this or that. But when you build a team, you build a culture, you build core values, and you sell them on the vision, that is how you build and develop and recruit and then also retain unrecruitable employees, which is obviously gangster success. So
huge, huge. So we really spent the morning on that, right? Like core values and on building up your team. And I know that was your biggest takeaway. I'll share with you mine. I had a really cool opportunity to interview one of our mentors, Mr. Jordan Adler. Jordan Adler is a multimillionaire, and he's actually sold over 1 million copies of his book. And what I thought was really interesting as my biggest takeaway is this. There's so many different ways, strategies, and avenues to grow your business to become a millionaire and hit 7 and 8 figures in your business. We did an exercise where Jason had everybody come up to a whiteboard and write their number one highest performing lead source, their lead generation source, their marketing source on the board. And there was 25 different answers. and this is going to come as a shock to some people, that before social media existed, dudes figured out how to make money. And it's this common misconception that, to grow my business, I just post more. No, that is a strategy to get more attention on social media. But there's also other strategies in the world. Like, you guys run TV ads and radio ads. I've done those in the past, right? You guys have paid ads and pay-per-click campaigns and Google campaigns and email marketing. And I thought that was so interesting. So Jordan Adler is on stage with us, and he's talking about how he's built a multi-million dollar business without using social media and building and developing relationships, developing key people that he can help and that he can add value to. And for me, it was such a big aha, moving from throwing random ass posts out there on social media, which is fine, that's cool. Instead, building partnerships and building relationships. And what's funny about that is that's how you and I actually met. You were one of my very first power partners. So I used to own a real estate company. Jason was a roofer. So Jason would pop by the office, educate my team on roofing, and we would send him our roofing deals. And we were just buds that were having pizza and breakfast burritos together. And we built this deep, long-lasting friendship and relationship. And so Jordan's point to our entire mastermind was going as deep as you possibly can. And the way that he described it was an oak tree. You know, oak trees build these long-lasting roots, and they grow so big, and they have this huge coverage where building these long-lasting relationships, it could cover your entire referral network. And identifying truly who your power partners are and loving on those people. And what he called it was, which I love this analogy, he called it chasing the leg. And what that meant was, if you have somebody that is a power partner and they start sending you referrals, love them up and treat them amazing, but then those referrals, and then those referrals refer you to their friends and their friends, and it kind of works down like a leg. And his advice to a bunch of business owners, and this is advice from a multimillionaire, was invest in those relationships. And I kind of caught him off guard. So I looked him in the face and I said, Jordan, you realize that you and I have coffee every single morning and have had coffee together for the past 3 months. And he looked at me, he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you walking your talk, you took care of me as a power partner. So Jordan had sent me a coffee mug that said grateful on it. And I love it. And I have coffee with that, Jason, every single morning. I do an espresso pod and I pour it into this gratitude mug. And it reminds me to balance and be grateful. And in that moment, I take a breath and I reflect on the things that I'm grateful for. So he had thought enough about me to send me a card in the mail and this coffee mug. He sent me, you know, gift cards. He's done stuff like that to invest in our relationship. Never once asked me for business, never once tried to sell me anything. All he wanted to do was build a friendship. And when he's in town, we go get sushi. He invited me to a concert. You know that song, Jason? I want candy. He took me to that concert randomly, bought me tickets to it, went and had sushi. And he's about investing in the relationship. So the big takeaway for me from the entire mastermind is, invest in the people that are around you. Invest in the people that have referred you or could refer you. Invest in your power partners and build relationships, long, deep-rooted, lasting relationships. We're here 10 years later, a decade later, you and I, now working on other partnerships because there's a trust factor here, right? And we refer and all the above. And so, brother, any thoughts on that takeaway from Jordan Adler?
Yeah. What it comes down to with Jordan is we started doing that from day one. What I love about Jordan is, the part that I brought up in that interview that you were doing with him, I popped in there a couple of times, is he shows up. Because just like you said, 20 years ago when social media wasn't a thing, the internet was still here, but he was still like showing up as a physical thing. It has nothing to do with social media. Physically showing up to events, to masterminds, to conferences, to the BNIs, to the networking groups and opportunities. He shows up all of the time. And when he's there, he's not just a fly on the wall. He is an engager. He is intentional about being there, about shaking hands, kissing babies, getting phone numbers, exchanging contact information, and then starting to develop and nurture that relationship. That doesn't require anything. The Facebook gods could go away and Jordan could still be doing his thing and kicking butt and taking names, because what he does is he takes away, you mentioned it before, he takes away the AI part of it, where you're talking or communicating to a robot, that transactional feel, and really makes it transformational. Like that mug is a very transformational piece. Why? Because he did it because he likes you. He's friends with you. He is indirectly business partners with you. And he's trying to do like to create this everlasting relationship where it's a win-win. And that's what he does so, so well, that a lot of us with technology and having, you know, these freaking devices at our fingertips and all these softwares and apps and all that shit, is we lose the opportunity to connect with people on a physical, tangible, face-to-face opportunity. A lot of people don't even want to do that anymore. They just want to sit behind their phone and do the hearts and the likes and the shares and the emojis and the memes and the reels and all that stuff. What it comes down to is Jordan's philosophy isn't that at all. Mine is only about 30% of my revenue comes from that. We did 10 million last year. Only about 3 million of that came from social media. So where did the other 7 come from? Exactly the stuff that Jordan Adler is talking about. Case in point. Whoops. I literally just got a picture from a guy named John Tyler. Remember the licorice guy, the licorice home inspector?
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about. So John Tyler, I don't know if you can see it. Well, that's John Tyler right there. He's holding a canvas that I took of a picture that we took outside of the restaurant that we ate lunch at. I took that picture. I sent it to my UPS guy. He created a canvas on it, and I went and hand delivered it to him yesterday, to his wife. He was gone, but came back, took a picture, sent it back to me. Like, that is the strengthening of relationships. I mean, look behind me right here, right? This is going to be delivered to Carlos. Like, this is what it comes down to. And that's my take from.
Yeah, so I got to unpack this as a takeaway for everybody watching and listening. So the thing that Jordan does is he puts himself in the room of people. And you say this all the time, you got to show up to blow up. There's not an event that we've thrown in the past year, year and a half, that Jordan Adler hasn't covered his own plane ticket, his own hotel room, and been part of. He always asks, how can I help? How can I join? Can I come give out copies of my book? But he doesn't stop there. Here's where most people stop. And if you're listening to this, I'm calling you out to help you. They show up to a B&I or a Toastmasters or a networking event. They shake hands, they kiss babies, and then the relationship stops. They stop there. Here's what Jordan does. Jordan will then take the relationships that he's gathered from those networking events, from our event, and continue to nurture the relationship through personal notes, through sending them brownies, books in the mail, cards in the mail, coffee mugs in the mail. And to me, I think this is my favorite strategy to build a business, like ever. Because it's deep, it's real, it's genuine, it's authentic, and it's fun. Like, you're taking care of people and just building these great friendships. And I absolutely love that. Jordan has a story where he went to give a speech. So there was 80 authors, 80 speakers over 3 days giving a speech. And all of them were trying to sell their books for $20. Jordan went, nope. I'm going to give a copy of my book to all of my friends in the crowd. And he invested $5,000 into his books to give away his books. And he said that because of that move of a giver's mentality, giving first, right, with nothing, no expectation in return, he said that that one move from that one stage has led him to friendships, connections, and relationships that have made him millions of dollars since that speech. That's, to me, the biggest takeaway that I gathered from the mastermind. This was interesting. A lot of people were there, too, because of their relationship with you and I, which I thought was really interesting. Because we had built true connections and bonds with people, they were willing to fly in or drive across town just to be around us, because they knew that we weren't there to take, we were there to give, we were there to build a relationship, build a partnership, and help them grow and collaborate. And I thought that that was really interesting, is the perception of you personally online. People felt that they had a relationship with you from the stuff that you had given out, the content that you had created, the way that you treat people. And I thought that that was a really cool takeaway, man.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, is when I just had somebody just DM me a little bit ago. They're like, oh, like, you don't know who I am, but I stalk you on Facebook and Instagram. I love what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. But you can really, truly establish. I mean, for example, Jordan sends little cards and this and that. Like, those simple gifts, those simple gestures go a long way to where he makes you feel like he's your friend. No matter how deep the relationship is either, right? But it's a starter, and it's something genuine. It's authentic. It's personable. And anybody via send out cards, and what he does is absolutely, in my opinion, a non-negotiable as a small business owner. Absolutely no brainer. Can we turn into another one? I got another one that's on my brain.
Yeah, let it fly, man.
Yeah, so one of the ones I did for was the word hiring. And the word hiring, and I learned this from Mastermind.
Hey, robot boy. Hey, you're gonna have to start over, man. We can't hear you. You're all robotic over there, man.
I'm Rick.
Yeah, man. It's pretty wicked. It's pretty wicked.
Bad?
Yeah, it's not good. It ain't good at all. But you got something. We'll cut this out, right? Hey, if you're tuning in live, guys, what's up? Thanks for tuning in live. If you have any questions, since you guys are watching live, hit us in the comments. As Jason's playing with his Wi-Fi over there, I'll do my best to answer your questions. So if you guys have some questions, thank you for tuning in live. Obviously, this will get cut out for the pretty podcast on Apple. But yeah, if you guys got us live, let us know. Okay, cool. You look clear, man. You want to share this point?
Yeah, if you guys got us
live, am I good?
Let us know. Okay, cool.
I can see you now, homeboy. All right, I got to hear this point, man. You got us all warmed up. You got all right. Second try. Let's go.
Second try. So the word hiring. Hiring is huge, right? And we want to grow and scale our businesses. We can't do it alone, right? We need a team members. And one of the biggest takeaways that I learned from a conference that I went to that we implemented into the mastermind was bringing along your family during the hiring process.
Yeah, that was a big discussion that we had.
Isn't that, well, it's completely unheard of. Like right? The shit that we're doing in our mastermind, I'm very passionate about. The two biggest things is hiring and also like the personal development, right? Phase one of our book. Like that's really what it comes down to. Phase one of our book. That's what I love most about it is nobody's teaching that to where like you make sure that you, your spouse and your kids are not neglected as you're growing whatever you're building, right? Number one. Number two, the hiring process is huge because a lot of us, there will be an A player right in front of us, but we don't see it. We don't know how to attract it. We don't know how to hire it. We don't know how to maintain it. Once they're hired, we feel like we fail them because we're not training them. We're not onboarding them correctly. And it really comes down to something that I learned and I love is that when you hire somebody, you're not just hiring that person. You're hiring everybody that is involved and invested into that person, mostly being a wife and kiddos or a husband and kiddos, right? There might be parents, depending on the situation. Most of the time, it's a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, and kiddos if you have any. And that's really something that got me fired up is bringing that person in and talking to that spouse, bringing in the kids and sitting them down and saying, hey, your dad wants to come work for me. This is what I expect out of your dad. And in return, this is what I'm going to give your dad. And you literally sit down the 5-year-old, 8-year-old, the 12-year-old, the 15-year-old, and you sit down the wife or the husband and you sit them down and say, hey, this is what I expect. I expect your husband to be bigger, better, faster, stronger as a parent and as a spouse, apart from being an employee or an entrepreneur, right? And it felt like, I mean, 80 employees deep in our business, and I've never done that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've missed out on a lot of opportunity, right? To bring that part of the hiring process along. And that's absolutely huge because at the end of the day, it is, right? They go home, they leave, and they leave work. Where do they go home to? The spouse and the kiddos. And what happens is they dump and they do this and do that. But when you have all of them on the same page, and once again, going back to the vision from the early part of the day, right? When you sell the spouse and you sell the kiddos on the vision of the business and the PPFs of the kids, of the spouse, and of the actual person that you're hiring, dude, that is gangster. Nobody teaches Huge. That. Nobody's doing that. Huge. And it is extremely, extremely powerful because dude, I hear all the time, literally on a daily basis on social media, texting me, whatever. I hear, oh, the very first thing, hey, what do you pay per hour, right? Or what do I get? And we literally just throw that in the trash, put gas on it, light a match, and say, shut up. We're reinventing the hiring process for small business owners, right? We're reinventing it, and we're coming up with a way to build a team and a culture that is unrecruitable. And it all starts with that hiring and onboarding process, but bringing everyone that they want to bring along with them, getting all of them involved, not just that top one person.
Man, Yeah. So let's unpack this for those, just kind of get everybody caught up. And we talked about promote, and freaking just go brute force to promote your business, your brand, your funnels, your events, all the above. We talked about the importance of relationship marketing. We talked about the importance of building true bonds and relationships with people. We learned that from Jordan Adler. We talked about core values, having your team on track with the core values of the company and your mission. We talked about hiring the family, not just the person. And we had two other guest speakers, and we got to unpack some of the stuff that we learned from Nate and the Kirby's. You want to start with Nate Palmer. Coach Nate came in, shared us some wisdom in the health and fitness thing. So fitness and energy for entrepreneurs, to me, is the foundation. It's the foundation of everything. You want to touch on some of your takeaways from Coach Nate?
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial. It is part of our phase one. It's something that you and I are extremely passionate about because we have both been fat and out of shape, and we've seen what it's done to our mental and our psychological state, apart from our physical state. Where as a business owner, as a small business owner, entrepreneur, like you're burning thousands of calories a day just to stay alive, just to keep the boat from sinking, right? Apart from trying to grow the boat and get into a bigger boat. But that's what it comes down to is, I remember, I think I got it from you, but it came from Nate, is you got to put, what kind of fuel are you putting into a Lambo? You're never going to put bad fuel or shitty fuel into a Lamborghini ever. You're going to put the most high premium quality fuel into that vehicle because it demands it in order for it to produce and go, 120 miles an hour in 3 seconds type deal. And that's what it comes down to. But most of the time, stereotypically, that's the very, very first, in my opinion, the very first thing that we give up on. The very, very first thing we give up on when we start to build a business is we give up on our health, we give up on our fitness, and we give up on our personal development, right? And even then we might keep, and this is going from personal experience, I may have dialed in my personal development, but my health and my fitness was a part of my personal development. So I really couldn't master my routine and my disciplines and my habits of the personal development sphere in the phase one of our book, because health and fitness was so important to it. But I was doing the personal development, listening to the books, reading the books, going to the conferences, the masterminds. But then I literally was not eating shit, drinking shit. And so in return, you feel like shit. It doesn't make sense. It's two negatives do not equal a positive, especially when it comes to health and fitness. You drink like shit, you eat like shit. That does not mean you have energy and you're healthy and you don't have brain fog. It's not a thing. It will never be a thing. It has never been a thing. Pop all the pills you want and all this brain shit and whatever. If you're eating garbage and you're not focusing on your diet and your health, you are missing out on opportunity to bless the lives of other people.
Yeah, one of the things that Nate shared in front of the mastermind that I think stunned a lot of people was he explained how much energy your body takes to break down carbohydrates. And it was like this big, like, it's so counterintuitive. So Coach Nate wrote the book, The $1 Million Body, and he has the podcast, Low Carb Hustle. So he is very elite at high-level nutrition and energy. And here was his feedback for all business owners and new business owners watching and listening. Don't touch carbs until after your workday is done. Run a high-protein, high-fat breakfast and lunch before you get to dinner. And I love that. It's funny. I've been modeling his diet for a few years now, and I have more energy because of the $1 million body. And so what he teaches all entrepreneurs is focus just on high fats and protein instead of having a big carb, and your body will, it'll get more energy. So the point that he made to all of us was, as entrepreneurs that got to give to appointments and creating content and to our employees and starting podcasts, all the above, was carbs will take more energy away to break down, and save your carbs till dinner time. He also put a priority on all entrepreneurs focusing on recovery. And I thought that that was big. Nate teaches and taught us more about sleep habits, getting a full night's rest. And Nate believes that getting a full 7-8 hours is like the freaking ultimate cheat code to winning. He went into fasting. I don't want to butcher that one. I'll leave that to Nate on a different day. But he went into the power of fasting for entrepreneurs, taking one day to not eat. I'll just stick to the low-carb diet and sleeping and focusing on recovery, which I thought was really cool. But the point that he made to all of us entrepreneurs was, fuel your body for success. We all need more energy to show up to sales calls, appointments, service calls, bids, hiring, content. And to do more, you have to have more energy. And I thought that that was so true, and really honored that he brought that feedback on that. And I know for you, Jace, morning workouts and stuff are a huge part of your life. You want to just add anything to what I just shared?
Yeah. Once you realize, I talked about it at the mastermind. What I don't know if somebody said this or I stole it or accumulated it myself, but I'm going to say it anyways. A lot of us will not make our health and our fitness a priority until we stop getting laid, we stop making money, or we have a life-altering accident or emergency happen to us. Mm-hmm. Once those three things or one of those three things go away, that's when we're like, oh, shit, maybe I better get in shape because my wife doesn't look at me the same or is looking at somebody else instead of me. Maybe it's, hey, this is actually affecting my business and I'm actually losing money because of my appearance. And Elliot talks about the most guys that show up that are ripped and chiseled and in shape. The second they walk into the room, they gain respect. Guys that walk into the room that are fat and sluggish and overweight, guess what? You lose respect. Nobody will say it out loud, right? But internally, we're all like, this dude, you just see it, right? Like, where's the discipline? Mm-hmm. Where's the sacrifice? Where's the consistency? Where's the habits? Where's the routines? Where's the dominating factor of making that a priority in your life? And you see the guys that do have it and the guys that don't. So immediately there's wins and losses without them even opening up their mouth. You see that there. So, and by the way, it all trickles down. I'm a huge part of this. We're doing our 100 push-up challenge that we're doing as well too. Still, since August 18th, I had to go back through thousands of text messages today. We started doing 100 push-ups a day since August 18th. It's going to be like 30-something or 14,000 plus push-ups, sure, or something ridiculous. The point of it being is when you truly understand that health and fitness will help you make more money, have more sex, right, and help you live longer, those three things, why would you not want to do it? And I love how people justify it. Well, we don't have time for this and time for that. Dude, dumb it down. I've been thinking about this hard a lot lately, working with a lot of our students are starting to do that, right? They're still make fitness a priority because before met us, they haven't been or haven't been doing it at the level that they should be or need to be. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is like, dude, go to bed 1 hour earlier, wake up 1 hour earlier, right? Like 6 hours of sleep. You can function like a gangster at 6 hours of sleep. That's 10 p.m. to 4, and you're up at 4 a.m. Not like 6 or 7 or 8, like at 4 a.m. That's a full 6 hours, like solid sleep, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to bed at 9 or 10, even if you're up at 5 or 6, you get your 6 to 8 hours of sleep. You should be ready to rock and roll. Wake up 1 hour earlier. That's what I do. I used to wake up at like 6 or 6:30. And guess what? As soon as I got up, like I only had a matter of minutes before I had to get ready for the day, whether it was with my wife or my kiddos or work or meetings. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to wake up 1 hour earlier. See what happens. Mm. So instead of 6 or 6:30, I tweaked to now 5 and 5:30. Now it's 4:55 every day. Because now that 1 hour, your spouse is not awake. Right, your puppy dog's not bothering you, right? Your kids aren't awake. Your employees, 90% of the time, they're not awake or not up and going yet or bugging you yet. And your clients are awake. So the four, not distractions, the four energies that you need to dedicate your life to are not awake. They're just not, right? Nobody's cranking in business from 5 to 6 a.m. Even 6 to 7 a.m., it's almost, it's just not a thing. But when you can truly wake up that 1 hour, you know, this isn't like go to the gym for 4 hours and be there and do all these crazy things. Dude, like a 30, 45 minute pump is all you need. We're doing 75 hard multiple times together. I just walked it this morning before Heidi had left for the day. I literally walked on the same sidewalk that I did 75 hard hundreds of times. And it's 45 minutes like to the second. But guess what? It gets me up.
I did my loop this morning. Yep.
Yeah. I see those stairs are still the same stairs.
I do my loop 35 minutes. I took the puppy this morning, man. What we're getting at and why we're unpacking this on today's live stream is you're getting some insights from entrepreneurs that are in the trenches, right? And so we had 40 of us talking about life. Like I said, we're talking about energy. We're talking about trying to have more time for your family. But we got to finish this live stream with, man, I'll tell you, interviewing Jordan Adler was a moment for me, which was incredible. But I got to tell you, dude, the Kirby's, I think, were the speaker of the day. You know, we know Jordan really well. And it was the first time we got to have the Kirby's on stage with us at the Mastermind, man. And I got to tell you, dude, how insanely awesome that husband and wife team are. They are a true power couple. And so, guys, the Kirbys are coaches for Andy Elliott and the Elliott Army. Do you want to touch on the backstory of the Kirbys, and then we'll kind of unpack some of the lessons that we learned from them at the Mastermind?
Yeah, so the Kirbys, funny we talk about promote. Guess how we got them to come on? I didn't ask for them to come on either, by the way. I went to one of their events. Apart from that, they saw me promoting on social media. Hey, Jason, when's that event that you're throwing? What can we do to help? So because I put it out there, they saw it, number one. Number two, I'm in the same circles and in the same rooms they are. Number three, they want to give back. They want to help. Selfishly, we have their golden clients as well.
So the thing about the Kirbys that I really admire and respect is they walk their talk. Like, they're in the trenches with us. They're in the trenches. I can see them from their social media going to the gym. We have a lot of commonalities, right? They're in sales. We're in sales. They're building a brand. We're building a brand. They're coaches. We're coaches. And so I think the commonalities between all of us, I was so excited to meet them because they put out so much content, Jason. I felt like I had a relationship with them before they even got on stage with the microphones. I felt that I had an understanding of who they were, what mission they were on, what they represented. And I felt that we were very common. And so I think a lot of our crew did as well. So the takeaway that I have from that is, do people know who you are from your social media right now, from that free telephone that you have? Nobody pays for Instagram. Nobody pays for Facebook. Nobody pays for TikTok. Nobody pays for that shit. I was able to develop a relationship and a rapport with them. We had met them a few times, but a lot of us knew who they were. Do people know who you are, what you stand for? You look at them. You know that fitness is important to them. You know that taking care of yourself is important to them. That you know that personal growth is important to them. And you know that they don't mean any bullshit. It's like, dude, we walk our talk. But I got to tell you, dude, the one thing that I learned, which is unbelievable, was the gratitude journal in the bathroom, bro. So what they talked about was grabbing a scratch notebook and a pen and putting it right next to the toilet in your restroom. And at night, what do? You brush your teeth, you pee before you go to bed, listen out what you're grateful for. And in the morning, what do? We all have the same bookends. You wake up, you go to the restroom, and you can write down right then and there the three things that you're most grateful for, man. And so what's funny is, we'll get into their story in a second, but like, from these hardcore driving salespeople who I think are freaking amazing, for me, it reminded me of, dude, just slow down and be grateful. And so I thought that that was a really, really cool lesson that I learned from them. And so I got to share with you guys their story, though. So I think this is where we'll finish the live stream. And I want to share this with you. So one of their things was, they shared the story of having an opportunity to go to a conference. And this was 13 months ago. So we look at them today, rolling with Andy Elliott. They're going to see Andy Frisella at the MF CEO headquarters in First Form. And they were invited to come down there. And that's the people that we see today. But what we don't see is them 13 months ago. They were living in North Carolina. They had $10,000 left to their name. And an opportunity came to invest into a VIP ticket to go to this conference. They could have bought the cheap general admin tickets for $100. And something called them, called that God, the universe, their want to do more, be more, have more. And they threw all of this to get into the VIP section of this room and pay for this high-level mastermind. And it was $10,000. And what I love and admire about them so much, and the takeaway for everybody watching and listening, is bet on yourself and chase your fucking dreams, dude. It's so crazy. Like, how much I see that. I have so much admiration and respect for somebody that bets on themselves and burns their ships, meaning they burn every chance of retreat. They burnt their ships and went all in on who they were, and they're going to figure it the fuck out. And to me, I look at that with so much respect. I got a chance to talk to them right before they left in the hallway. And I said, like, imagine that they didn't make that choice. They didn't make that choice to record that video, start the podcast, start the live stream, write the book, buy the seminar ticket. I believe that you are one decision away from a completely different life. You are one decision away, one meeting away, one handshake, one hug, one connection away from your life completely changing. And what they said was this. It's funny. We see them today rolling with Andy Elliott, part of the Andy Elliott Army, somebody we all look up to. but it was that decision 13 months ago that led them to the room. And they shared this story, how serendipity showed up and how one of the speakers that they went to see didn't make it. And Andy Elliott filled his spot and they met Andy Elliott. Fast forward 13 months. That's the life that they're living today. Going to the First Form headquarters with Andy Frisella, which is absolutely insane. And I get excited to think about all the decisions that all of us watching and listening say yes to that badass decision, even when it scares the shit out of you. Say yes to going to the room. Say yes to writing the book. Say yes to recording the video. Say yes to the podcast. Say yes to the free dinner. Say yes to the meeting, because you don't know where that's going to lead you, dude. And you say this all the time. You got to show up to blow up, man. And so it was such an honor to have them on stage for us, sharing just from what it's like being in the trenches, man. Did you have any takeaways from the Kirby's?
Dude, I have hours of takeaways from the Kirby.
Sure.
But I love how they talked about how they were drinking like borderline alcoholics and they had to make a decision together to stop.
Right.
They were both fat and out of shape. She even sent me after the event, she sent me that video that's on Instagram. She sent me that video and watched it about her just like crying and all that stuff. And I too was there. I too went to Florida and had to split the plane ticket, split the GrowthCon ticket with my uncle, who was my boss at the time, because he wouldn't pay for it. I had to pay for some of it myself. I bought my Cardone University, the single user, for $97 a month.
Yeah,
by myself, right? I used I've used the last pennies of my savings account and of a business account in order to go to a conference or go to a mastermind, go to a seminar.
To chase your dreams, though. That's the thing is, you're so committed to where you're going, you're willing to roll the dice and go chips in on yourself. And for me, I always take a moment to spotlight that, because I think it's so taken for granted when you see somebody crushing their dreams like yourself or like the Kirby's. You see this person that they are today, but you don't see them where they were years ago. That's the thing that I love about you is I held your W-2s in my hand. Jason bought a home through me. Like, I held you making $50,000 per year. So when I see you making $1 million, I know the journey, and I have so much respect for somebody that keeps fighting the fight when they get punched in the face, they got a black eye, when they're laying, you know, flat out on the canvas. And for me, hearing their story and them sharing that to a group of entrepreneurs and even us sharing it with you guys watching and listening, you know, there's somebody listening right now, Jason, that is a day away from quitting their business. These guys were right there too. I've been there. You've been there. And I think my biggest takeaway is get in the right rooms of people that lift you up, but be willing to bet everything, bet your entire future on yourself, on your brand, on your business, and get so crazy passionate about where you're going, you're going to run through a brick wall to make that happen. And I'll tell you, like, I think those are two people that just represent that in who they are.
Yeah, there's a book by Bo Eason called There's No Plan B for Your A Game. And that's really what it comes down to, is like, when you know that, like, one, failure is not an option, and two, there is no plan B, there's no backup. Right? Like, burn the ships, as Tony Robbins' infamous, burn the ship.
Burn the boats, baby. Yeah.
You taught me that a decade ago, but it still rings true and dear to my heart, is when you truly understand, like, when you want something, like, go all out, man. If not, it's just a hobby, right? If it's a little side hustle, you'll make a couple bucks, that's fine. But if you really want to do something and make an impact and go deep, not wide, you got to go all in. There's no plan B. Mm-hmm. And you have to sell, going back to what we talked about earlier, you have to sell everyone that comes within your, you know, your personal space, that there is no plan B, that this is it. Mm-hmm. Because if you want, you cannot be, you know, 50% committed and then ask your employees or your business partners and other people to be 100% in it. If you're not 100% in it, it doesn't make sense. It's not physically possible, and you're never going to get where you want to go unless you go all in. I've been offered other opportunities to start businesses, to partnership in other businesses, and I've wanted to, and they're very lucrative, they're good ideas.
Right.
I was like, I'm building my coaching program and my roofing company, and everything else is going to be on pause for now. Maybe in the future, and not maybe, but in the future for sure.
Sure. Those
opportunities, similar ones, will happen, and I will say yes to them. But dude, it's like, I, you and I know this, we'll be in rooms, we'll be talking like, hey, what do you do? And like, Nick is like, I help people write books. I'm a coach and this is what I do. Bam, bam. Right. Ryan's like, Jason, what do you do? Like, I'm a consultant and own a roofing company. And you hear the guys like, well, I do real estate development. I'm a realtor. I do flipping. I also like own a restaurant and I have like 4 rental properties and that, like all this shit. And I'm like, nobody knows. You might be making money too, but like, you're not going to go deep with, you're not going to go vertical with any of those. I have plenty of buddies. Roofers do it like crazy. It's weird, but they'll get like bored from doing the roofing game. So they'll do like 2 or 3 other things. None of them take off. They're all energy suckers. Right. And they're takers. They're, and it just doesn't, if you want to do something, make an impact, you got to go deep. Think of Tommy Mello.
Yeah.
Right. Like a garage.
One thing. Hey, I heard this analogy from E.T. Eric Thomas yesterday, and he said, he calls it chopping trees down. And the idea was, instead of taking an axe, chopping a tree and just whacking all over this tree in 100, you know, different spots, he says, take that same axe, sharpen that sucker up and hit it in one spot 1,000 times and chop that tree over. So, Jason, I know we're at time here, man. We have unpacked some wisdom from a lot of badass people. Thank you to our guest speakers that showed up to the Scale Mastermind. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'd love to hear from you. Hit us in the comments or hit us in the DMs what you learned from today's episode. But here's what I want you guys to do as a takeaway. We just unloaded a lot of things. Promote. Core values, mission, high-level energy, relationship marketing, building value, going all in on yourself, the gratitude journal, hire the family, not the person. We talked about everything. But here's what I want you guys to do as you're watching and listening. I want you to find one thing that we just mentioned that you can take and that you can take action on today. Not tomorrow, not Monday, not next week. Find one thing and I want you to go implement on that. And then document that on social media. Tag me and Jason and let us know what you're taking action on. And then the last thing, Jace, is we want to make sure that you guys have a copy of our book. If you don't have a copy of Scale yet, 8 Phases to Building an 8-Figure Business, go to scale8book.com. It's funny. We keep holding off. We keep saying we're going to put it on Amazon, but we want to give away as many copies of this as we can. We gave away 250 copies last week. Go to scale8book.com and get your free copy. It's a full 180-page book, our way of adding value and energy to your life. That's why we have this show. That's why we have this group. That's why we do the live streams, guys. Jason and I are on a mission to add value to brands and business owners out there and help you scale to 7 and 8 figures and beyond. And Jace, I believe we did that in today's episode. I'm the champion, I'm the champion.